Where the hell was that elevator? William Sloan pressed the button again, though it was already illuminated, and they laughed at the pointless gesture. Behind them, the door to the street opened, and a man walked in. At first, he was just a shadow, backlit through the greasy glass of the door. William felt a moment's unease. Is this safe? Maybe he'd been a little quick with the reassurances some minutes before. He and Anna would be walking out in 10 minutes with a house down payment on her finger. He looked around and was troubled to see there were no security cameras here. But the man walked closer and offered a pleasant smile and nod, then returned to reading his texts. He had pale skin, wearing a dark jacket and knit stocking cap, carrying cloth gloves in his phone hand. All necessary accessories on this unusually frosty March day. An attaché case, too. He'd work in the building, or maybe was picking up a ring for his fiancée at Patel's, too. No threat. Still, William, a health club and Fitbit aficionado himself, was in top form and could take down a guy of this size. A fantasy, he supposed, that every man engaged in from time to time. Finally, the elevator arrived and the doors squealed open. They got in and the man gestured to the couple to enter first. "Please," an accented voice. William couldn't play.